No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 14th day of July. Welcome, everyone. It's so good to be here with you. No matter whatever journey you're on, no matter where the journey of life, the road of life has taken you, man, it's so easy to get detoured, isn't it? Just take a wrong turn, come across an unexpected detour and throw you off. Literally just throw you off. And you gotta pick up whatever road is closest, most convenient, and hope to get back on the right road. The great thing is, no matter how lost we get, we can always come back. We can always find our way. We can always begin again and again and again. And I'm beginning again and again. You're not alone. And that is half the journey sometimes, is just knowing that you're not alone. Someone has been somewhere you have been. They've experienced it. They don't have all the answers either, but they're with you, and you are not alone. So wherever the road of life has taken you, whatever wrong turn you took, you are within good company. We are all in this together. Today we're going to start another brand new book of the Bible. We're reading today Micah chapters 1 through 7, and this week we are reading the New Revised Standard Version updated edition. Micah chapter 1. The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Moresheth in the days of King Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Judgment pronounced against Samaria. Hear, you peoples, all of you, listen, O earth, and all that is in it, and let the Lord God be a witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. For the Lord is coming out of his place, and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth, and the mountains will melt under him. And the valleys will burst open like wax near the fire, like waters poured down a slope. All this is for the transgression of Jacob and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what is the high place of Judah? Is it not Jerusalem? Therefore, I will make Samaria a heap in the open country, a place for planting vineyards. I will pour down her stones into the valley and uncover her foundations. All her images shall be beaten to pieces. All her wages shall be burned with fire, and all her idols I will lay waste. For as the wages of a prostitute she gathered them, and as the wages of a prostitute they shall again be used. For this I will lament and wail. I will go barefoot and naked. I will make lamentation like the jackals and mourning like the ostriches. For her wound is incurable. It has come to Judah. It has reached to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. Tell it not in Gath. Weep not at all. In Bet Leopra, roll yourselves in the dust. Pass on your way, inhabitants of Shaphar, in nakedness and shame, the inhabitants of Zaanan. Do not come forth. Beth Ezel is waiting, and shall remove its support from you. For the inhabitants of Meroth wait anxiously for good. Yet disaster has come down from the Lord to the gate of Jerusalem. Harness the steeds to the chariots, inhabitants of Lachish. It was the beginning of sin to daughter Zion, for in you were found the transgressions of Israel. Therefore, you shall give parting gifts to Moresheth, Gath. The houses of Achzib shall be a deception to the kings of Israel. I will again bring a conqueror upon you, inhabitants of Mareshah. The glory of Israel shall come to Adullam. Make yourselves bald and cut off your hair. For your pampered children, make yourselves as bald as the eagle, for they have gone from you into exile. Woe to those who devise wickedness and evil deeds on their beds. When the morning dawns, they perform it, because it is in their power. They covet fields and seize them, houses and take them away. They oppress householder and house, people and their inheritance. Therefore, thus says the Lord, now I am devising against this family an evil from which you cannot remove your necks, and you shall not walk arrogantly, for it will be an evil time. On that day, they shall take up a taunt song against you and wail with bitter lamentation and say, we are utterly ruined. The Lord alters the inheritance of my people. How he removes it from me. Among our captors, he parcels out our fields. Therefore, you will have no one in the Lord's assembly to allot you a piece of land. Do not preach. Thus they preach. One should not preach of such things. Disgrace will not overtake us. Should this be said, O house of Jacob? Is the Lord's patience exhausted? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to one who walks uprightly? But you rise up against my people as an enemy. You strip the robe from the peaceful, from those who pass by trustingly, with no thought of war. The women of my people you drive out from their pleasant houses. From their young children you take away my glory forever. Arise and go, for this is no place to rest, because of uncleanness that destroys with a violent destruction. If someone were to go about uttering empty falsehoods, saying, I will preach to you of wine and strong drink, such a one would be the preacher for this people. I will surely gather all of you, O Jacob. I will gather the survivors of Israel. I will set them together like sheep in a fold, like a flock in its pasture. It will resound with people. The one who breaks out will go up before them. They will break through and pass the gate, going out by it. Their king will pass on before them, the Lord at their head. And I said, listen, you heads of Jacob, and rulers of the house of Israel. Should you not know justice, you who hate the good and love the evil, who tear the skin off my people and the flesh of their bones, who eat the flesh of my people, flay their skin off them, break their bones in pieces, and chop them up like meat in a kettle, like flesh in a cauldron? Then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not answer them. He will hide his face from them at that time because they have acted wickedly. Thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who lead my people astray, who cry peace when they have something to eat, but declare war against those who put nothing into their mouths. Therefore, it shall be night to you without vision and darkness to you without revelation. The sun shall go down upon the prophets and the day shall be black over them. The seers shall be disgraced and the diviners put to shame. They shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Hear this, you rulers of the house of Jacob, and chiefs of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and pervert all equity, who build Zion with blood and Jerusalem with wrong. Its rulers give judgment for a bribe, its priests teach for a price, its prophets give oracles for money. Yet they lean upon the Lord and say, "Surely the Lord is with us, no harm shall come upon us." Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed as a field, Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the temple a wooded height. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's temple shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised up above the hills. Peoples shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more, but they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. On that day, says the Lord, I will assemble the lame and gather those who have been driven away and those whom I have afflicted. The lame I will make the remnant, and those who were cast off a strong nation. And the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion now and forevermore. And you, O tower of the flock, hill of daughter Zion, to you it shall come. The former dominion shall come, the sovereignty of daughter Jerusalem. Now why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in you? Has your counselor perished, that pangs have seized you like a woman in labor? Writhe and groan, O daughter Zion, like a woman in labor, for now you shall go forth from the city and camp in the open country. You shall go to Babylon. There you shall be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you from the hands of your enemies. Now many nations are assembled against you, saying, "Let her be profaned, and let your eyes gaze upon Zion." But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan, that he has gathered them as sheaves to the threshing floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter Zion, for I will make your horn iron and your hoofs bronze. You shall beat in pieces many peoples and shall devote their gain to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of the whole earth. Now you are walled around with a wall. Siege is laid against us. With a rod they strike the ruler of Israel upon the cheek. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me, and who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in his majesty of the name of the Lord, his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. If the Assyrians come into our land and tread upon our soil, we will raise against them 7 shepherds and 8 rulers. They shall rule the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod with the drawn sword. They shall rescue us from the Assyrians if they come into our land or tread within our border. Then the remnant of Jacob, surrounded by many peoples, shall be like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass, which do not depend upon people or wait for any mortal. And among the nations, the remnant of Jacob, surrounded by many peoples, shall be like a lion among the animals of the forest, like a young lion among the flocks of sheep, which, when it goes through, treads down and tears in pieces with no one to deliver. Your hand shall be lifted up over your adversaries, and to all your enemies shall be cut off. On that day, says the Lord, I will cut off your horses from among you, and will destroy your chariots, and I will cut off the cities of your land and destroy all your strongholds, and I will cut off sorceries from your hand, and you shall have no more soothsayers, and I will cut off your images and your pillars from among you, and you shall bow down no more to the work of your hands, and I will uproot your sacred poles from among you, and destroy your towns. And in anger and wrath, I will execute vengeance on the nations that did not obey. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the case of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people, and he will contend with Israel. Oh, my people, what have I done to you? And what have I wearied you? Answer me, for I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Oh, my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? The voice of the Lord cries to the city, and he shall save those who fear his name. Hear, O tribe, and assembly of the city. Can I forget the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked and the despicable false measure? Can I tolerate wicked scales and a bag of dishonest weights? Your wealthy are full of violence. Your inhabitants speak lies with tongues of deceit in their mouths. Therefore, I have begun to strike you down, making you desolate because of your sins. You shall eat, but not be satisfied, and there shall be a gnawing hunger within you. You shall put away, but not save, and what you save I will hand over to the sword. You shall sow, but not reap. You shall tread olives, but not anoint yourselves with oil. You shall tread grapes, but not drink wine, for you have kept the statutes of Omri and all the works of the house of Ahab, and who have followed their counsels. Therefore, I will make you a desolation, and your inhabitants an object of hissing, so you shall bear the scorn of my people. Woe is me, for I have become like one who, after the summer fruit has been gathered, after the vintage has been gleaned, finds no cluster to eat. There is no first ripe fig for which I hunger. The faithful have disappeared from the land, and there is no one left who is upright. They all lie in wait for blood, and they hunt each other with nets. Their hands are skilled to do evil. The official and the judge ask for a bribe, and the powerful dictate what they desire. Thus they pervert justice. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright of them a thorn hedge. The day of their sentinels, of their punishment, has come. Now their confusion is at hand. Put no trust in a friend. Have no confidence in a loved one. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your embrace. For the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies are members of your own household. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, my enemies. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I must bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he takes my side and executes judgment for me. He will bring me out to the light. I shall see his vindication. Then my enemies will see, and shame will cover those who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will see their downfall. Now they will be trodden down like the mire of the streets. A day for the building of your walls. On that day the boundary shall be far extended. On that day they will come to you from Assyria to Egypt, and from Egypt to the river, from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. But the earth will be desolate because of its inhabitants, for the fruit of their doings. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock that belongs to you, which lives alone in a forest, in the midst of a garden land. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old, as in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt. Show us marvelous things. The nations shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall lay their hands on their mouths. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick dust like a snake, like the crawling things of the earth. They shall come trembling out of their fortresses. They shall turn in dread to the Lord our God, and they shall stand in fear of you. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his possession? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in showing steadfast love. He will again have compassion upon us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our ancestors from the days of old. Okay, we covered a lot of ground today in the book of Micah, and I'm going to pull just real quickly from a resource that's available in the Daily Audio Bible store from the book my husband Brian wrote, The God of Your Story, a little daily devotional based on the reading and the one-year Bible. In the book of Micah, the sixth of the 12 minor prophets in the Old Testament, the book begins by telling us the Lord gave this message to Micah of Moresheth during the years when Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah. The visions he saw concerned both Samaria and Jerusalem. The capital cities of the northern and southern kingdoms were Samaria and Jerusalem respectively, so we understand who he was speaking about, and from the references to the kings, we can likely date Micah's prophetic ministry to the early decades of the 8th century BC. Also, Micah is briefly mentioned in the book of Jeremiah, which allows us to see that his prophecies were being referenced over a century after the fact. Micah follows the same pattern three times in this prophetic book. First are utterances of doom and judgment, followed by words of hope and restoration. This is certainly not unlike other prophetic works in the Bible, but the pattern in Micah appears intentional. Contained within the prophecies of Micah are promises of a coming messianic deliverer. For example, Micah 5:2 is quoted in Matthew 2, 5, and 6, making reference to Jesus. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah, yet a ruler of Israel whose origins are in the distant past will come from you on my behalf. In fact, Jesus himself quoted from Micah while explaining the disruption his coming and his message were bringing to the world's system. One thing is certain within the book of Micah, God is supremely displeased with corruption, idolatry, rebellion, and those who misuse their power to exploit the less fortunate. And he is even more passionate about hope and restoration for those who keep his covenant. And to finish the book of Micah in the following day's reading from the God of your story. In our reading today, we explored what God really wants from us amid a season in which we are trying to give everyone in our lives what they want. It's a fair consideration. What does God want that we could give him as a gift? Before we can get to that, we have to look at what he doesn't want. And before we can consider that, we must ponder a couple of very sad questions that come through the prophet, questions from the heart of God. Oh, my people, what have I done to you? What have I done to make you tired of me? Answer me. These are profoundly disturbing questions. If we were to replace my people with our own names, we would immediately see why. Ironically, we wouldn't expect God to be asking such questions. We might find ourselves asking these questions of God, but we don't expect to hear them from God. It's almost as if God is asking what else he must do to get our attention and prove his love, which is heartbreaking. Following these questions, God listed many examples of ways he had cared for and protected his people, and they still betrayed him. In response, Micah rhetorically mused about what might be done through rituals of worship to show God how very repentant they were and to give him what they thought he wanted. What can we bring to the Lord? Should we bring him burnt offerings? Should we bow before God Most High with offerings of yearling calves? Should we offer him thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Should we sacrifice our firstborn children to pay for our sins? Was that what God wanted? No, O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what he requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. There it is. In this season, God wants us to do what is right, most literally, that we act justly. He wants us to love mercy, which is different from being occasionally merciful, and he wants us to walk humbly with him, to move through life with a keen awareness of his presence and of our role in revealing his love for humankind through our lives. This is what he wants. But honestly, this is the collaboration we also long for. Jesus, my prayer today is simple. May we do what is good. May we love justice. May we love kindness. And may we walk humbly with you. Help us. Guide us. Lead us. Into all truth, I pray. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That is the website. That's the free app. Take a look around. If you haven't, download it. Send it to a friend. Go through the Bible together with somebody you love and maybe someone you don't love. And maybe you can love them by the time you get through the Bible. Maybe we'll know what love really is. Maybe we have the wrong perception the wrong idea. Maybe we have been shown something that said it's love, but it's actually anything but. Maybe we should evaluate how we define love. If you would like to partner with us here at Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you, and we are so grateful we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174, or you can utilize the app. Hit the Give icon up at the top right-hand corner, and lastly, look for the Give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you'd like to share with this community what you believe God has answered through the prayers of this beautiful community, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. If you are utilizing the app, there we go. Hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. And then when you are finished, hit submit. Turn that wheel over to chronological. And she should get to the right place after that. That's it for me today. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. And we're going to head back into 2 Chronicles and 2 Kings together. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Oh, Daffy family, this is your brother in Baltimore. Wow, this is the first time I actually did the long walk. And I just have to say, wow, it was truly the tune-up, the spiritual and emotional tune-up that I did not realize I needed. And wow, I'm just awed by the presence of God and His love and safety for me. And I just thank you for kind of that time, that intentional time that I needed to take. So that's all I wanted to say. Love you all much. Take good care. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Robin with the White Stone. I've called in one other time, and that was for a Christmas greeting on the regular DAB. This is DABC now. This year, for the first time for me, I'm on my fourth year of solidly going through it. So awesome. And Jill, I just want to say, it is awesome to listen to you. You have grown in your role so much in such a beautiful way, in every way. Your reading, your commentary, your heart, just all of it. And I just want to say thank you for stepping in and doing this. I can't even imagine the commitment for you, time and all of it, understanding, but it's so beautiful and what a gift it is to all of us. So thank you so much. And I am part-time in California. I met walking on the long walk today in Malibu Lake, California, but I'm mostly live in Nashville, Tennessee, so not too far from you guys. I've been praying with everyone on all the needs. My heart is broken for Adrienne's family and those around her, but just so grateful she knows the Lord. And praying for Virginia, praying for all the different needs. So appreciate KDC's cheery voice that shows up. All of you, I love you. I'm so happy to be part of this family. I hope, I'm gonna try to post a picture on FB to see if I can sort of connect a little bit. But anyway, blessings to everyone. Praise the Lord, He's so good. I'm so grateful to be in His care. Love you, bye.
Yes, my name is Rosie. I have two sons, Gabriel Guerrero, Abel Jr. Guerrero. I am the mother. I have my son, Matthew Guerrero, that passed away May 12th. And we have been attacked by many, many evil spirits in my home. I've been praying over my home starting yesterday. I've always prayed for my children. I am a believer of God. And I just need prayer. Please. I need abundant blessing. And I rebuke all these bad spirits that are coming into my home and in my children. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, my DAFT family. This is Ashley from Texas. I know I haven't called in a while, but I have been listening and praying for all of you guys. I am going to post a video in the DAFT Friends because I want you guys to see baby Genesis and all of her progress. She is talking, she is walking, she is eating. She is just a bundle of... I just love her little face. She is crazy, running upstairs and doing all the things. But I came here today because for the first time in about 15 years, I am out of a job. I got a degree in school counseling, and I'm hoping to get a job as a school counselor. But I haven't heard back from anybody yet, and I'm getting anxious with it getting closer to school starting. And I'm just getting very fearful. I've been praying. All of it, I'm probably going to start a fast. But I was just hoping my DAFT family would come together and pray that God provides a school counseling position that is no more than 20 minutes from my house, because my car been giving me fits. And it works with my daughter's schedule because she is starting pre-K. So if y'all could pray for me, I really appreciate it. And I will continuously be in prayer for you. Thank you.